Australia, this is an absolute outrage, okay? We've got millions coming to this country, and look, I was one of them, to Australia as migrants. And everyone wants something from Australia right now. But what about Australians that were born here and what they've done? This is a little beautiful flower shop in a village called Belgrave in the mountains outside Melbourne. This is run by a 21-year-old girl called Mary. She's had to close her store because during COVID, she received a fine of over $20,000 because she didn't adequately alert shoppers to the vaccination status of the people who worked here. Now, Mary is a beautiful young girl who works her ass off. She herself did get vaccinated. We're going to have a quick chat to her. Hi, Mary. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
So you all thought, we all thought these ridiculous COVID fines had gone away, right?
Yeah, I thought they were all getting lifted up. Lots of my friends were getting the refunds for all the fines they had paid out and everything like that. So when the lady called me earlier, I was like a bit in shock because I was like, wasn't this whole thing...
You've even been put on the news, right? The Channel 9 news?
Yeah, I've been put on the news and everything like that. So it's just like, you know, just trying to... have a small business, but apparently it's impossible nowadays to do that in Australia.
Yeah, it's an absolute outrage. Because what they're threatening to do is come here to your beautiful shop and close it down, right? Yeah. Seize the assets because you didn't adequately display. Now, you yourself got vaccinated, right?
Yeah, I got vaccinated like the last day that you were allowed to be vaccinated without receiving a fine because they kept... threatening to send me $60,000 worth of fines and stuff like that.
Yeah, so, absolutely disgraceful. So this is a young Australian girl who has built up this business all on her own, and they want to take it away. They want her to go on Centrelink. They don't want her to run this beautiful shop. And I'll tell you what I find disgraceful about it. There's only one other place in Belgrave that you can get flowers, and guess where? At Woolworths, owned by BlackRock. Thanks, Mary. We really appreciate
Thank
it.
You.